And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 9th of November, 2016. 1989, on this day, the leader of the East German Communist Party made an announcement that the Berlin Wall would be open for private trips abroad, as he said, and within days, millions of East Germans flooded into West Berlin, and people began to pull the wall down, pull it to pieces. Fireworks went off. People from all over Europe jammed the checkpoints and drank champagne, and the East German police and the West German police traded caps. It's the birthday of the astronomer Carl Sagan, Brooklyn, 1934, taught astronomy at Cornell, became a scientific celebrity. He was a frequent guest on The Tonight Show, produced a very popular documentary series on PBS called Cosmos, 13-part series, in which he explained complicated astronomical concepts so that ordinary people could understand them. It's the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass, Germany, 1938, when Hitler and Joseph Goebbels let it be known that if there were riots against the Jews, there would be no action taken by the police. And so Nazi stormtroopers, Hitler Youth, put thousands of synagogues and homes and businesses to the torch. They blamed the Jews for the damage they caused. They smashed windows and looted shops, dragged Jews from their homes, desecrated graves. The government had given instructions to firefighters and police not to intervene. For many people, Kristallnacht was the beginning of the Holocaust in Germany. It's the birthday of the poet Anne Sexton, Newton, Massachusetts, 1928. Difficult childhood. Father was an alcoholic. Her mother was abusive. The girl suffered from bipolar disorder, though there was no diagnosis for that back in the 1950s. Parents sent her away to boarding school. She was 24 when she had her first manic episode and tried to kill herself. Went off to a hospital. Therapist told her to try writing poetry. So she did. Her book To Bedlam and Partway Back came out in 1960, caused a sensation because she'd written openly about mania and womanhood and about sex. And Sexton, who committed suicide in 1974. And it's the birthday of the Irish playwright Hugh Leonard, born Dublin, 1926, wrote his autobiographical play, Da, about a playwright who goes back to Ireland to make funeral arrangements for his adopted father. Hugh Leonard grew up in a seaside town in Ireland called Dalkey. He said the conversation in pubs in Dalkey is simply one monologuist waiting for another monologuist to pause for breath. Here's a poem for today by Denise Levertov, Creature to Creature. Almost too late to walk in the woods, but I did anyway, and stepping aside for a moment from the shadowy path to enter darker shadow, a favorite circle of fir trees, received a gift from the dusk, a small owl, not affrighted, merely moving deliberately to a branch a few feet further from me, looked full at me, a long regard, steady, acknowledging, unbiased. Creature to Creature by Denise Levertov from Sands of the Well, published by New Directions, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.